Moore's son, Sowande Omokunde, and four other Democratic activists face felony charges of criminal damage to property. Milwaukee prosecutors say the five men slashed tires on more than 25 vans the state Republican Party had rented for use on Election Day last November. During yesterday's preliminary hearing, the half-dozen defense lawyers tried to have the charges thrown out because the GOP did not actually own the vans. After a court commissioner rejected that motion, the defense attorneys and a Milwaukee prosecutor took turns questioning a security guard who says he saw a group of men acting suspiciously near the vans. The guard, Cedric Peoples, says he eventually noticed some tires going flat on one van.
I started walking around the lot, and that's when I heard there was quite a few tires were going flat.
But defense lawyer Craig Mastuantono later got Peoples to admit he didn't see any of the defendants slash tires.
You're not here to tell the court I saw any of the individuals in court here today do that, are you?
No.
And you did not see anyone actually committing or causing damage to these vans, whether you know who they are or not. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say, yes.
The preliminary hearing will resume in 2 weeks. Defense lawyers are trying to make sure a key prosecution witness travels from his home on the East Coast and appears in the Milwaukee courtroom instead of testifying by telephone. The court commissioner still has to decide whether to bind over the case for a trial. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.